At the office, there are all kinds of things that can be done to improve morale and productivity. Harvard Business Review has been looking into some of the things that don't work. And Kurt Nickisch, senior editor there, joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And one of them, it sounds like, is don't be rude, because rudeness can actually hurt productivity.
Yeah. I mean, you've probably been talking about civility a lot lately,
yeah.
But we're going to talk about it here in the office. It turns out that just interrupting somebody, even not even thinking that you're doing that, can cause somebody else in your team to close up a little bit and feel a little less psychologically safe. And over time, this civility can add up, or incivility can add up, and you can really have teams that are just not as productive because they just don't share as much with each other. And it's almost imperceptible, too.
So what can a manager do about that? Just say to their employee, don't be rude?
Yeah, a little more than that, but that's basically it. You have to set the tone from the top, and you have to talk about it. So there's a law firm in California. They spent about an hour just with employees, just coming up with kind of what they thought the norms should be. They wrote up a civility code that they put in the office, and they think that has a lot to do with the fact that they were rated, you know, one of the top 10 places to work in Orange County.
There's another thing that the Harvard Business Review has been looking into that is also apparently not a good idea for companies that want to boost morale and productivity, and that is things like karaoke nights. The company says, you know what, the team's going to meet later this week for karaoke. We'll all have fun. It'll be a great, you know, team building exercise. Why is that not good?
Well, companies spend a lot of money on these kind of sort of what seems to be like a kind of obvious present thing that you can do to kind of build the team and get everybody comfortable with each other. But the fact is, if you just spend more time looking at trust in your organization, and fostering a culture of trust, that pays off way more than these kinds of investments.
How do you do that? How do you build trust?
So you, again, set it from the top down. Managers need to think of themselves not as micromanagers. They need to think of themselves as coaches. They need to set goals, but then serve the team, coach the team, and at the end say thank you. And when you do things more like that, you build up a culture of trust in the organization where people feel safe to fail or make mistakes without being punished for it. And you end up being better and be more productive.
Let's listen to Paul Zak, who's at Claremont Graduate University. He told the Harvard Business Review that he found evidence to what you're talking about, that trust boosts productivity.
We have found in the U.S. that people who work in high-trust organizations earn more. So the only way you can earn more money in this organization relative to every other organization, given competitive labor markets, is if you're more productive.
Okay, so build trust, don't have karaoke nights, don't be rude to your coworkers. Anything else?
I think those are great places to start. Just first measure what kind of culture you have and then work on improving it.
That's Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, and we will link you to more about each of these studies if you are in a workplace that needs a little help with morale and productivity at our website, hereandnow.org. Kurt, thank you.
My pleasure.